Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Coast Guard officials say at least one person is dead and nine others remain missing following the crash of a float plane in Puget Sound north of Seattle Sunday evening. The flight was traveling from Friday Harbor to Renton when it crashed. Coast Guard divers are looking for any possible survivors. At least 10 people are dead and 15 more have been hospitalized after a series of stabbings in a rural community in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan. Emma Jacobs reports that police are searching for two suspects.
The stabbings took place across at least 13 locations on the James Smith Cree Nation and a village of fewer than 200 people called Weldon. Canadian Royal Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore.
At this stage in our investigation, we believe some of the victims have been targeted by the suspect and others have been attacked randomly.
Police have named two suspects in their early 30s, telling the public to consider them armed and dangerous. The search for the pair in their vehicle now spans multiple provinces. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
The New York Police Department has released body cam footage of a police killing in the Bronx in May. The footage raises new questions about the fatal use of force. WNYC's Matt Katz reports.
The footage released Friday fails to confirm the NYPD's account that 25-year-old Ramik Smith fired first at officers, lightly wounding one. It doesn't clearly show Smith shooting, nor an officer getting hit, and it doesn't depict officers finding the victim's weapon. The footage also does not shed light on why they were even pursuing Smith, who suffered from mental illness. But it's difficult to see every frame, and the camera's audio wasn't activated for most of the time. In May, the incident prompted a fiery response from Mayor Eric Adams, because he said Smith should have already been locked up due to a prior arrest. The shooting also faced scrutiny because the officers, part of Adams' new neighborhood safety teams, pulled up to Smith in an unmarked car. For NPR News, I'm Matt Katz in New York.
In Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton is blocking the release of public records connected to the Uvalde school shooting. 21 people, including children, were killed in that attack. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has more.
Texas Public Radio and other news organizations filed open records requests for the recordings of 911 calls and Uvalde police radio dispatch traffic during the Robb Elementary School massacre. Questions remain about why law enforcement failed to confront the active shooter for over an hour. The shooting left 19 students and two teachers dead. Uvalde officials rejected the request and cited numerous Texas open records exemptions to keep those records secret. They were backed by Attorney General Ken Paxton. Numerous news outlets are suing for the release of the records. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Two people are now dead from a wildfire in Northern California. The Mill Fire began in the town of Weed on Friday, where it forced thousands of people to leave their homes. You're listening to NPR News. Parts of Kentucky and Indiana are still recovering from powerful rainstorms that hit the area Saturday afternoon. 9 inches of rain fell on Switzerland and Jefferson counties in southern Indiana and caused flash flooding.
We are under a travel advisory under the state right now for caution as travel. And we did have one state highway that was closed due to a bridge.
That's Tom Moore, who's the emergency management director of Switzerland County. He says at least one person died in nearby Jefferson County after she was pulled into the floodwaters. Japan and South Korea are bracing for a powerful typhoon making its way through the Western Pacific, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. It's shaping up to be the most powerful storm in the region so far this year.
Typhoon Hinnamno churned through the islands of southwest Japan's Okinawa Prefecture Sunday. It was packing heavy rains and winds of around 130 miles an hour, according to Japan's meteorological agency. On Okinawa's main island, heavy rain and winds knocked out power to thousands of households. As the typhoon works its way north towards the southern ends of Japan's main island in the Korean Peninsula, officials in both countries are warning of high waves, flooding, and mudslides. South Korea's president, Yoon Suk-yeol, held an emergency meeting Sunday and ordered officials to be prepared. Some domestic flights and ferries have been canceled. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Voters in Chile have rejected a new constitution. With 96% of the vote counted, more than 60% voted against the new document. The country's president has argued that the new constitution would usher in a progressive era for the country. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.